So we learned Tanya, the first perek and the second perek, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, Tanya. In Sof Perek Gimel de Nida, the third perek of Masechet Nida, says that Mashbiim Oto, we make cause a person to make a shvua, Tihi Tzadik V'Al Tihi Rasha. Be a Tzadik and don't be a Rasha. A Rasha is a bad person. Be a good person, don't be a bad person. V'afilu kol ha'olam kula omrim lecha, and even the whole world tells you, tzadikata, right? You are a tzadik. Heye be'enecha karosha. Be in your eyes like a rosha. Even the whole world tells you you're a tzadik, think of yourself as a rosha. Now that's very, very strange. Right? That's a strange gemara. You're supposed to be a tzadik, but you be in your eyes like a rosha. That doesn't mean you think that you're really a rosha. Probably it means that you don't think you've completed your life. There's still what to go. But Ad Kadei Kach, that you're Rasha, is a little bit hard. And he's going to explain this. Yeah.
Is he emphasizing humility?
Yeah, but being a Rasha is not humility.
He's really a bad person.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think it's very hard to think of yourself as a Rasha. People who think of themselves as a Rasha usually are very negative about life and don't do much with their lives. We're going to see. He's going to explain this.
If you really think you're a Rasha, you're not a Rasha. A Rasha doesn't think he's a Rasha.
Yeah, usually Rasha thinks he's fine, right? This is another Gemara. Gemara says if you do an Aveira twice, it's already mutter. You don't think of it, you did anything wrong. Okay, let's go. But Tzarech
Lavin. I'm sorry. The exact quote was, be in your eyes as a Rasha.
Yeah. Tihe be'enecha karosha. Be in your eyes like a Rasha. Like a Rasha, it says.
Like a Rasha.
But Tzarech Lavin, and we have to understand, the Hatanam, we learn in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Al Tihe Rasha, Bifnei Atzmecha. It's not a good thing to be a Rasha in front of. To yourself, v'gam im yeh be'enav karosha, if you will be in your eyes like a rosha, yir alevavo, his heart will be bad, like he'll feel bad. V'yatzev, he'll be depressed, he'll be sad. V'lo yochol la'avod Hashem b'simcha, he won't be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. So that's the problem we're talking about. U'betov levav, with good heart. V'im lo yir alevavo klal, but if he doesn't make his heart feel bad somewhat, Mizeh yechol lavo ledei kalav rosh chas v'shalom. He can come to kalav rosh chas v'shalom. So there's a balance here. Right? You don't want to be too full of yourself, and yet you don't want to feel bad about yourself. Right? There's some sort of balance. Kalav rosh means like doing foolish things. You know, generally speaking, in the summer, you go out, you know, and people do stupid things. That's kalas rosh. You know what kalas rosh is? How you say kalas rosh? Like lightheadedness, right?
It's just like
this idea that Ben Yehuda is called kalas rosh. That's avi avot shul kalas rosh. That's the shorish of kalas rosh. Yeah, Ben Yehuda.
Wait,
I don't explain more. Okay, all right.
Oh, Ben Yehuda Street. Oh,
yeah. Tzadik Yesod Olam. That's the street he was named after. Makes sense.
They have this idea, I think, that like the beginning of completion is like a broken heart. Like a broken heart.
For tefillah, you need a broken heart.
Yeah.
There's times where you have to have more hachna. There's times when you avoda, you have to avoda b'simcha. We're going to see. He's going to explain this. Ach inyan ki, hine matzin b'gemara chamisha chalukot. Five different levels, right? Now, we have to wait because he's going to go through all of these things before he comes back to this. And I'm not even sure he comes back to this. Let's see. Tzadik v'tovlo. There's a tzadik who's good for him. Tzadik v'ralo. I've never explained what these things are. There's tzadik v'ralo. I hear there's rasha v'tovlo. Rasha that's good for him, but rasha v'ralo. And then there's the beinoni, right? All of those things before the beinoni is one gemara. It's a gemara in brachos, right? The beinoni is a different Gemara, Gemara and Shabbos, right? But Pirushu, he's putting these two Gemaras together. And that's, based on this Beinoni, he's going to, we're going to see, he's going to explain Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo, V'Chule. Yeah? Okay, let's see. The Pirushu B'Gemara, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik Gomo. He's a complete Tzadik. Tzadik V'Ralo, a Tzadik is bad to him. Tzadik She'eno Gomo. He's not a tzaddik, complete tzaddik. Ubarai mehemna, parshish mishpatim, pirish tzaddik v'ralo, a tzaddik and it's bad for him, shehara shebo kafuf le tov, that the bad in him is kafuf to the tov. Right?
It's
ben zetov. Good. That means there is ra, but it's subservient to his good. Right? There is bad, but it's subservient to the good. Ubgemar b'sof peritet debrochus tzadikim yetsa hatov shoftam. Right? In the ninth perik of brochus, it says the tzadikim, the yetsa hatov, judges them. V'rishayim yetsara shoftam. Rishayim, the evil inclination, judges them. Yeah? Beinonim zeh v'zeh shoftam. Now this is a third Gemara he's bringing. Right? The Beinonim, both of them judge them. Now he hasn't explained this. He's just bringing Chazal. He's just bringing Gemara. He hasn't explained yet. Now he's bringing this third Gemara. So far he brought two Gemaras. One in the beginning, first Perek of Brochus. This one in the ninth Perek of Brochus. Now, this other one. Amarava, Kagon Ana Beinoni. I'm a Beinoni. That's also, sorry, this is the Gemara in Brochus. Sorry. Omle Abayim. Lo shavik ma chaya lechol beria. You didn't leave place for any creation. If you're a Beinoni, Rava, you're a Beinoni, not of us. Rava was a Rava of a Bai of a Rava. What's left for us? Ulavin kolze behetiv, to understand all of this, v'gam lavin ma shama iov b'bava basra, perek aleph, ribonu shen olam. This is now quoting a fourth Gemara. Barat tzadikim, barat rishayim. You create tzadikim, you created rishayim. Vahat tzadik v'rosha lo kama. He didn't say. You didn't say. Vahat tzadik v'rosha lo kama. He didn't say tzadik v'rosha. V'gam lavin ma'ut madregot habeinoni. He's just quoting stuff now. You have to wait to understand the darga of a beinoni. Shebevada eno mechse schuyot mechse avonot. Don't make the mistake. Because there's a Rambam who explains. It's not a different Gemara, right? In Yom Kippur, right? But it says it depends on how many mitzvahs you have. You have equal mitzvahs to averus, you're a benoni. More mitzvahs than averus, you're a tzaddik. More averus to mitzvahs, you're a rosha, right? So he says, don't say that's the pshat. Don't bring the Gemara in Yom Kippur to say that's the pshat in what these things are. He says, don't do that. Doesn't mean that. Shimkein echta rava batma lomashu beinoni. How could Rava say he's a beinoni? That he has equal mitzvahs to averus. Rava did averus. Rava did averus. Not chayach. Venoda de lo pasik pume migirsa. He didn't one moment leave his learning. Ad shafilu malach hamavos. Even the angel of death, lo hayechol lishlot bo, couldn't have any dominion over him. So obviously, this concept of Benoni is very far from Rava, right? Quick, understand? V'eichai yechol letot b'mechsa avonot chas v'shalom. How could we think that Rava had half of averus? V'od shari b'shash ose avonot nikra rosha gomor. All the time that you're doing your averus, you're complete rosha, you're not a Benoni. And Rava was always a Benoni, right?
Sorry, when you do an Avera, you're a Rasha.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Yeah, in that moment.
But even if you did,
Rasha was a Benoni the whole of his life. That's what he says. And Anna Benoni, not at this moment I'm a Benoni. I'm a Benoni. That means all the time I'm a Benoni. Ve'im achar kach achas tshuva nikra tzadik gomor. If you afterwards did tshuva, you called tzadik gomor. Va'afilu ha'ove al isu kal shul divrei sofer. You can do an isu derabanan. Mikri Rasha, you call the Rasha for that moment. Kiditu peri beis yivamas, peri gimel denida, peri kama denida, right? You call the Rasha. Vafiru mishi yesh biyado limchot. Even I see, chas v'shalom, a person sees a person doing avera, and he can tell him, don't do it. You can rebuke him. And he doesn't rebuke him. Nikra Rasha, you also call the Rasha. Not only if you do an avera, you're a Rasha. If you have the ability to stop a person from doing avera, and you don't stop him, you're also a Rasha, says right, that's a Gemara. In the sixth parak of Shua, says Balatanya. Right? We're only asking kashas here. He hasn't come to a teretz. You understand the kashas? I'll go back to the Gemaras and give you the tirutin soon. But koshin kavachomish, bevatal eze mitzvah aseh. If you don't do, you nullify mitzvah aseh. She'ef shelo lekaima, that you could possibly do it. Kamo kol she'ef shelo lasok b'tera ve'ena osek. She'alav dar shu razal. Ki dava Hashem bizeh, he's Hase Biza, he's profaning God's name. God's words. Hakaret tikaret. Okay. Now, we're going to go and we're going to explain. Maybe I should jump here. It's poshut that you call the Rosh more than someone who's doing an Issa Derabbanan. In Cain, al kochach beinoni, must be the beinoni, ein bo afilu avon bittel terah. He has no Issa. Umishum hachita Rava ba'atmo loma, shehu beinoni. Rava made a mistake in himself and thought he was a beinoni. Vaha da'amrinim ba'almo de'mechsa mechsa mikri beinoni. Someone who's half averes, half mitzvahs is called a beinoni. Verov schuyot, and he has a majority of mitzvahs, he's called a tzaddik. Husham shem hamushal, that's a borrowed name. Le'inyan scha va'onish, that's regards to punish, reward and punishment. So he's saying there's two concepts of how we judge ourselves. If you look at a person, like that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, right? Masechet Yuma, right? That if a person has majority of mitzvahs, to averes, he's a tzaddik. That's how we need on Rosh Hashanah, right? You have equal mitzvahs and equal averes, you're beinoni. You have more averes than mitzvahs, you're rosha, right? That's with regard to skar and onish. Yeah.
But is the word like mitzvahs or?
No, that's not for me. We can't, the Rambam there explains, we can't measure these things. It's not like I did 10 mitzvahs and you did 2 averas. It's not measured like that. Sometimes one mitzvah is done in a certain way could be worth many, many averas. Sometimes one avera can be shoko against many mitzvahs.
Because they're not equal. Like, all mitzvahs and all averas aren't equal. A bodh zar is a greater avera than you know, missing and not saying a bracha.
Avodah Zarah is, yeah, of course, yeah. Right, so we don't say Yodei Ta'aluma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who measures these things. He can measure. It's not just numbers of how many mitzvahs you did today and how many averes. It's also in like the kavana and all these things. We can't measure these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to measure these things. Okay. Yeah.
I have a question. I mean, so one idea that's sort of been expressed, at least in the Shiva, that we're not supposed to, for example, we're not supposed to puzzle. If you're not, you know, an authority. So if you've seen a very, why should you necessarily be able to...
I didn't say that you, the Rav Hazanish says nowadays we don't have to rebuke. So we don't have the mitzvah of rebuke. We don't have a rebuke. Rebuke has to be done with love. There's very few people know how to rebuke. I certainly don't. You have to really, really love a person before you can rebuke him. So certainly in Yeshiva, that's not our business. If you see a person doing something wrong, it's not your business, first of all, to tell him off. You don't know where he's coming from. And second, it's not your business to, like, you know, like, think, look at him, right? Leave him alone. He'll get to where he's get. He has Rebbeim. He has people to help him out. That's fine. You understand? Okay. All right. Okay. Now he said, that's with regards to Schad Adarish. Aval le'inyan, amitat shem toa. What is this person? Is he a tzaddik? Is he a rosha? That's a different geder. That's a different way of looking at it. There's different levels of tzaddikim and benonim, and unfortunately also rishayim, right? On tzaddikim yetzato shovtan shenema libi chalal bikiri. My heart is empty. She'en yetzahara. He doesn't have a yetzahara. Okay, doesn't count us, right? Forget about us, right? Ki hagu betanit. He killed him with taniot. Aval kol mi shelo higil madrega zu. He killed him with fast. Anyone who didn't get this madrega, af shezachiyotav merubim, even though he has many, many positive things that he did, alav onotav on his averes, eino b'malo madrega tzadik klal. He's not at all the madrega of tzadik, because he has averes. A tzadik is someone that's not even shy of talking about averes. He doesn't have a Yetzara. He killed it.
Then he doesn't have free choice.
Yeah, but he chose not to have that. He had, when he was born,
so
he had.
So he's only here to help others. He's nowhere to go.
He's not talking about why he's here. First of all, he could be he's here to bring other people to that, but to help Klal Yisrael. We don't know, right? We have no idea. He's not talking about that. Everyone, why he's here? I mean, it's hard enough for me to work out why I'm here, right? Like, daily, bishali, right? It's enough for me for myself, right? I have to work out first of all what I'm here for. Okay. V'lechen Amru Razal b'Midrash Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Tzadikim Shem Mu'atim. He saw that they're very few. Amad v'Shatlan b'Chol Dor V'Dor. He put them in each generation. K'mo Shekatav Tzadik Yesod Olam. Oh, he's coming to answer your question. Saying the Tzadik is the foundation of the world. Now he's going to explain. What do you have? These people, what are they here for? You're right. Ach biwa inyan al pi mashkadur harachuzal. According to Rav Chaim Vital, how he explains Bishara Kedusha. That's the sefer we have here in the book. You can read it. Be'etz Chaim, no, not this one. Be'etz Chaim Shanun Perek Beis. It's in Etz Chaim. No, Shara Kedusha is, we have Shara Kedusha. Delachol ish Yisrael, any Jewish person, echad tzadik vechad rasha, yesh shtei neshamas, he has two souls, at least. Dichtiv, v'neshamat ani asiti, I made him two souls. Shen shtei nefashos, right, the two nefeshes. Nefesh echad, mitzad haklipa, he has a soul mitzad the klipa, the ra, the klipa, why is it called the klipa? Why we call the ra klipa? And, but you have a pre and you have a klipa, right? You have a pre and you have a shell, right? You have something covering the pre, the fruit. Yeah?
Not all fruits though. Apples don't have klipas.
Yeah, they do. Apples is the thing. You can eat it, but it's a klipa. Every fruit has a klipa.
Is it the skin?
The skin.
What about strawberries?
Strawberries also, they have something outside. It's a klipa. The flesh is different from the outside. It's not a fruit, but that's why everything has a klipa. I think everything has a klipa.
You have a genuine, authentic being, and then you have sort of an outer layer.
Yeah. Ra is not something which is intrinsic to us. Ra is something which is outside of us. It's our outer shell. A person is intrinsically good. His neshama, who is he? He's a neshama. His neshama is intrinsically good. How his neshama permeates him, or if he lets his neshama permeate him, that's his, depends on his free choice.
This is like when God said that he was going to circumcise our hearts. It's like the same, they
can
take out the outer skin.
Yeah, the orla is the outer surface. That's the outer, that's right.
Can you explain sort of how these souls, these layers, that we have to reach out?
Okay, we're explaining. He's not going to explain this yet, but this will be explained. He explains the different levels and how. That's also written in Shara Kedusha. We're going to get there. You have to understand, this is a sefer you have to learn. That means it has to be regurgitated. That means we'll read it, we're getting like bricks, and then we're going to like put all those bricks back into position. Okay. And it's called Sitra Achra, the Klipa of the Sitra Achra. What's a Sitra Achra?
The other side.
The other side, right?
Of what?
Vehi hamitlabeshet bedam haadam. And the sitra achra, the klipa, mitlabeshet, is dressed in person's blood. Right? Doesn't mean it's like, you know, it's not, they're not totally physical. It's just explaining to you, like, how you say it? In an imaginative way for you to understand it. Lachayut haguf, to give life to the guf. The soul of a person's flesh is in his dam. He umimenu baat hamidot haraot. From that comes the bad midas me'arba yisodot ra'im. From the four foundations, right? Now, from these four foundations, so we're talking about a very, very basic level of self. We're talking about this klipa, which is the from the sitra achra, right? This nefesh, right? Which is based on these four foundations, which we're going to see. Shabbat ainu kas v'gaiva, anger and gaiva, haughtiness. Miyisod esh, from fire. Now, I could go into this, could be a whole shir in of itself. What are these things? I'll probably do this in Revolvi, but we'll leave this for now. She nigva lemala, right? Kas and gaiva, what's kas? Esh, right? Eish, this is also in modern psychology this is used. Eish is what makes, you know, every machine, anything that works with Eish. Eish is what makes the world work. Anything, any machine, any, like, it's basically power. It's basically like, it's an energy source, right? That's all energy sources, fire, right? Eish is the bad aspect of Eish, is power over others. And the anger comes from not having the power over others. The good form of Esh is power over self and expressing your koach in the world through Esh. It's like it la'avut. Like you have tshuka to daven, you have tshuka to give, you have desire to do things. Right? It's an internal force within you to give. Right? Vatava hatanugim, and desires, the desires for tanugim. I say tanugim, the enjoyments of the world. That's miyasod hamayim. That's from water. That's the bad aspect. Right? So that, what's the good of that? Mayim, right? Pachas kamayim. There can also be a kas from mayim. There can also be anger, but it's a different form of anger. It's the anger of hurt. But mayim, from mayim, just if you have tanugim, desires, you have desires for love, for affection, for warmth, for giving. Ava and Ava Satanugim are two facets of the same thing, right? That the love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Eish and Mayim, as we know, is Shamayim. When those two things come together to serve Hashem, they're opposites. But when they come together to serve Hashem, it's Shamayim. Right? So a person who has those tchunas, right? You can all go down or up very high. You understand? Because if you take Eish and you put it together with Taivas, right? That's the worst midas. Eish, that means a person will desire taivas and go after them and you know, go after them with a force. You understand what I'm saying? At the same time, Eish and Mayim can be Shamayim. He can go after Kadosh Baruch Hu with force and desire and the tshuka for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same pun of the coin, same coin. You know, it's the opposites. That's why the Yetzara and Yetzara Tov, this is the battle. You with me? Ki Hamayim matzmichim kol mini tanug. Because water brings out all the different types of tanug. Now it can be tanug ruchani, can be tanug spiritual tanug, enjoyment. You really enjoy davening, you really enjoy your learning, you really enjoy doing mitzvahs. It can also be physical tanug, you really enjoy the schnitzel. Yeah? It's two facets of anything. You find that good people also like to eat. People who like doing good also have taivas. You are. That means any things which are like, you know, like having a fun, and fun not in a good way, fun, you know, like, you know, Ben Yehuda type of fun, you know, like chatting and all that, you know what I'm talking about, right? And dvarim betelim, just stam speaking, you know, stuff which is not important. That's means sort of ruach. Ruach is wind, right? Now, against that can be independence. People, person who speaks a lot, you know, it's creative in ideas and words, right? That it can also be show independence, and it can show what's the word? Independence and free spirited, not liberal, not hippie,
sovereign.
No. I forgot. And the last one is that's ruach. Atzlus for atzvus, laziness and boredom. Misod afa. That's from afa. Afar is ground, right? So now, people say, I'm bored, I'm lazy. It's not true. You notice he says boredom and lazy together? If you're bored, you're lazy. If you have something interesting in your life, you're not lazy. Laziness is a factor of boredom. If there's something interesting in your life to do, you're not going to be bored. You're not going to be lazy, sorry. Right? Tomorrow, let's go somewhere interesting. Everyone will be up for Shacharis. And there'll be no one missing. You understand? That's Boshet. And even if it's for a whole year, but if every day you know there's something interesting to get up for, you'll be up, because you don't want to miss it. So laziness is just a function of boredom or something, or lack of interest. Okay. Now, the good task of the Rafa is survival. The survival needs. Right? Survival, what does survival mean? The needs for, because afa is what grows, it's a basis, it's security. So a person has security with his basic survival needs. Each person has different survival needs, right? If people don't have food or brought up without food and, you know, basic needs, so their survival needs would be those, They have big survival needs. If people aren't brought up, they have food, but they don't have love and warmth. So they'll be looking for those things. That's more mine, but for them that will be survival, because that's a big need for them. Generally, rich people don't have survival needs in terms of food and water, you know, food and basic needs, but they have very, very deep needs for love and warmth. V'gam midot tovot shebeteva kol Yisrael. Also the good midot that are in the nature of every Jewish person, betoldotam, in terms of their birth, in terms of who they are, intrinsically, kmo rachmanut, mercy, gmilut chasodim, and kindness, baot mimena, come from this place of klipat noga, I was going to say, ki b'Yisrael nefesh zu, this nefesh that comes from the sitra achra, right, the klipa of this shell, he mi klipat noga, it's from the klipa of noga, right, it has good and bad, shesh b'gam ken tov, has also good, v'hi mi sod eitz hadas tov v'ra, this is the sod of eitz hadas tov v'ra, it's m'urav, good and bad. Before the chet, it was only good. After the chet, it was a mixture of good and bad. This nefesh, before the chet, was pure. After the chet, that's the creation of the Yetzirah, became in man, and this klipa noga became good and bad. Masha'ekein nefashas umos of the gilulim, the souls of the people who serve idols. V'hen misha klipot tmeot, they come from a place which is only tame, which is impure. She'en batov klal, there's no good at all. K'mo shekar ba'etz chayim sham en ted, perek gimel, kol tivu da'avdin ha'umot, any good that the non-Jews do, of the gilulim, legamai hu avdin, they're doing it for their own good. K'di'ite b'gemara, like it says in Gemara, api v'chesed l'umim chatat, chesed that the non-Jews do is a sin in terms of Klal Yisrael. Shekol tzedakah v'chesed, any good that the non-Jews do, or these Ovdei Avodah Zarah do, the people who serve idols do, right? Osin einan ela lehit yaher, it only does it to get fame. That's what he's saying here. Now, that needs to be understood. You have to understand something here now. When we look at good and bad, for example, if it doesn't mean it's intrinsic bad, it's a relative thing. If we were to look at a tzaddik, yeah, everything's relative in these concepts, so you have to understand things in relative. Don't make this mistake. If you look at a tzaddik, a tzaddik's avera could be, for someone who's not a tzaddik, a mitzvah. This tzaddik, when he learned Torah today, didn't learn it complete with pure intention. For him, on his level, it was an avera. Because this tzaddik could learn Torah with the purest of intention, or could do mitzvah with the purest of intention. You with me? He did it not with the purest of intention. That's an avera for this tzaddik. Whereas you take someone else, that is a mitzvah for him. So, when you're talking about things which are intrinsic, because Klal Yisrael had the Abbas, and they have Torah, and they have a higher level, so someone who's on a lower level, right, it looks like an Aveira for Klal Yisrael. We're looking from Klal Yisrael's point of view. From this tzaddik's point of view, a person who's learning Torah with not proper intention, he's doing an Aveira. From his point of view, he's doing a mitzvah. You understand? You understand the concept? From Klal Yisrael's point of view, this is klipa. This is no good. But from their point of view, if you stand from their point of view, they're on a much higher level. Now, chas v'shalom, if a person at Klal Yisrael, because you're on a higher level, you can go up higher, and you can go down much, much lower. Much, much lower than the goyim can go down. They can go up a certain height, they can go down a certain height. Now, I want to explain something. People often ask this in yeshiva. Why can't you marry a non-Jew? Right? Now, what's this? Why am I bringing this up here? I'm going to explain. So the Gemara says if you marry a non-Jew, your foreskin gets put over you, and Avraham Avinu doesn't know that you're a Jew, so he doesn't pick you up from Gehinnom. That's a Gemara, Erevin. What does that mean? What does it mean, these things? When you connect to something that's lower than you, if you're connecting, that means you've lost that which is higher. That means you're on that level of that person that you're connecting with. You understand what I'm telling you? So that's the reason we don't connect with non-Jews, because we're on a different level. If you lose the level that you could be, when you connect, you'll be able to connect, because you lost that level. So many people in the world intermarry because they've lost that level of connection to what their higher self is. They lost the Nishmas Yisrael. They lost the higher level of connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they can connect. Or the connection brings that about also. That's what it means. You lose your connection. That's what the Ola represents. The Ola represents your connection with the Creator. That means your Ola means, Rashi says, Atima. You're disconnected. When you connect to something which is on a lower level to you, you disconnect from who you really are. Klal Yisrael have the potential for much higher. A non-Jew has a potential, but not for that height. He missed out on Matan Torah. That's the real reason why we don't connect. You understand? It's like Lahavdil, a human being connecting to an animal. I'm taking an extension, right? A human being connecting to an animal. He's living with his cow. I mean, there are people like that, right? Living with his cow, right? Living with his cow. You know, there's crazy people in the world. He means he's an animal. A Homo sapien is an animal. It's a certain form of animal. You can lose the human part of you and be an animal. You with me? So, the same thing in Ruchnius. You can lose that spiritual part of you and be an animal. So you don't connect to something that is can't have that same potential as you, because then in that connection you're going to lose yourself, or you're not going to connect eventually, or there's not going to be a connection, which happens also. But you really, that's the concept, that's the reason. You understand? Okay.